For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Today I want to talk to you about the growing prison population and how it pertains to the drug war. Now, it's no secret. A lot of people go to jail on drug charges when they're otherwise good people. But try to remember that the drug laws are no secret either. Everyone knows what drugs they can and can't possess. So how could anyone contend that these citizens do not deserve their sentences? Here in America, you have the right to fight to change the law, but you do not have the right to break the law. Think about this. Where would our society be without order? Does anyone actually think that freedom would prosper in lawless chaos? Of course it wouldn't. That's why the law has to be enforced, and citizens must respect the law. This is the only way to preserve our freedom. It's the government's responsibility to see that citizens with no regard for the law find themselves in jail, so that they may suffer and learn. Spare the cell, spoil the citizen. Get it? This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Eternal war against flowers. Eternal war against a noun. Errors piled high with political excrement yield more flowers and fresh pipe dreams of war to destroy all that is evil. Human rendition, unending detention, veiled truths and uncovered lies through media's hypnosis create fear and psychosis that prevent rational values to ascend from the mire. Freedom is in the balance.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, a fitness writer, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Like many of the million people who are living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every single day. And sometimes my nerves are so raw that if you brushed up against me in an elevator, I'd scream. I can't sleep at night from the pain. And sometimes the spasms in my legs are so intense, they will wake me up throughout the night. I've tried the strongest prescription medications available, and I'm going to tell you, they do not work. In fact, they leave me in a stupor, and most of the time, it's impossible to even live your life. Now, I've tried medical marijuana, and I'm going to tell you something, it works. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at MPP.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
Please be sure to join us this week on Cultural Baggage when our guest will be Allison Merton, the first person outside of a research study group to use Sativex, the whole cannabis plant extract that you spray under your tongue. Allison is also a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Leap.cc. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.